this, I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
Everybody, and welcome to another edition of Butcher on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, another frolic adventure of Butcher on Sports here on the podcast. Hopefully you and your friends, and invite some to enjoy it. Hey, let's get on with the celebration, as Rick James used to say. Oh, Dave Capel, 1-2. this week, because we're done with last week here, or last Sundays, and good Easter as a Monday, I'll just say this. But let's start off with Thursday here. Seattle's Russell Wilson, who leads the NFL in passing rating, touchdown passes, completion percentage. They host the Dallas Cowboys this particular Sunday at 4:25. That's one of the good games that you may ponder on to watch there. I'm quite sure it will be showed in your area, wherever you may be. Of course, he'll be taking on Dak Prescott, who passed for 450 yards, one touchdown, while rushing for three others, a Dallas record. And they end up winning the game by 1 point. That's how bad Dallas played in the first half and got together in the second half and did their thing. I tell you, football is cool. Yes, of course, some other games that you could be watching there, Lamar Jackson and his Ravens will host Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's on Monday Night Football, 8:15. Next week, while I'm watching Monday Night Raw, I'll be flicking the channels back and forth. And the Patriots and Cam Newton, who four rushing touchdowns is the most by a quarterback through the first 2 weeks in the NFL, they'll be playing and hosting the undefeated Las Vegas Raiders at 1 o'clock on Sunday. That's going to be a good game indeed, I tell you right now. Of course, my friends who all voted for the Saints to win the game, and Oakland came and stiked them. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Okay. There's a lot of 2-0 teams in the NFL right now. 11 teams have a start of 2-0. That ties for the most NFL victories or 2-0s in the most in 12 years. In addition to 2008, the NFL had 11 clubs to start the season 2-0. And also in 2006 and also in 1998. Now, five of those teams, and I'm going to name them right now. Lions will play the Arizona Cardinals. That's one of the teams who are 2-0. The Chicago Bears, who were thought. The Lions helped them out, too. Las Vegas Raiders, I did not know, but I know they were going to be smelling good this year. That's my opinion. The Los Angeles Rams and the Pittsburgh Steelers. All five of them teams I just mentioned, boys and girls, they missed the playoffs last year. What a deal, huh? Let's move on here. The Detroit Lions are quickly emerging as their rookies on offense this particular season. The Lions, 541 passing yards this season. 172 of them have come from rookies. That's 31.79%, if you're counting. Wide receiver Quentin Cephas has 6 receptions for 97 yards, which is, by the way, a 16.2 average. And also running back DeAndre Swift, he has 8 receptions for 75 yards. That's a 9.4 average when he catches the ball. I say when he's catching the ball, because in the first game, oh my. You know, some positive plays for the Lions there. The Lions have rushed the ball for 50 times for 227 yards. That is a 4.5 average, boys and girls. And in anybody's book, that is good eating if they kind of mix that in their offense and it can be consistent. Because that has not been done. It's all about Matthew Stafford. And I still say this. Until this young man learns how to move out the pocket or take what's given to him in keeping a drive alive. Well, you know. You know, while I'm on a good, I'm feeling good today here, you know. So I say that we play some video or audio, I should say, from Matt Patricia's press conference this afternoon. If you can understand it, I can deal with it too.
Struggling with that element of the game, that the ebbs and flows, the mental part of it.
You know what? I mean, I don't think I'm surprised because I think that we've played 2 games together. You know, just with the amount of limited time that we've had as a team to be together, if you really think about, you know, the amount of time during the offseason, plus the, you know, phase 1, phase 2, plus phase 3, the amount of work that goes in there, the amount of teaching, the amount of philosophy, smart football, bad football, understanding what we're trying to do that goes into that, live and in person, certainly we try to do the best we could with the virtual world, but then into a, you know, condensed training camp. It's going to be this way in September. You know, I think we talked about that before. We need time as a group to work together. And certainly from a team standpoint, where as much as I think we've tried to teach all of the phases, when you get into the actual game and now all 3 phases are actually working together on the field for the first time, or, you know, for this week would be the 3rd time, only the 3rd time, we do understand that, you know, there's going to be some things there that need to be corrected. So, you know, for us, we just got to keep, you know, making the points of emphasis to improve it and to get it better and try not to make the same mistakes. And certainly as we go on, it's a long season in the NFL. You know, everybody knows that. We've certainly seen teams that have not come out very fast, that have finished extremely strong. And we found teams that have come out very fast that haven't finished very well. You know, for us, it's just about us. It's about us trying to get better week in, week out, and understanding that, you know, the opponents we play are going to get better as the season goes. We played a great one last week. We got a great one in front of us. So we got to go out and just have a good week of work.
I mean, this guy, he could be an auctioneer if he ever got fired from the NFL or anywhere. That was Matt Patricia talking to the press this afternoon about the Lions' woes and how they're going to get themselves together for this upcoming week's game or fantastic voyage in Arizona as they play the Cardinals. And that is a very good team. We'll leave it as such there. The Detroit Tigers are 5 games back from the Toronto Blue Jays for an American League 8th and final playoff spot in the postseason. Think about it, boys and girls. Can they do it? The Tigers took a extra. Oh, boy. And from that point on, this story just goes downhill from here. As the Detroit Tigers and let the Minnesota Twins come back on them in the 10th inning after getting the lead there. The Tigers took a lead in the extra when first baseman Jeremy Catalano's hitless in 16 straight at-bats there drove a fastball. Or a first pitch fastball in the hole and left side of the field there, and scored big Victor Reyes. But after that, it hit the fan. it really hit the fanboys and girls from that point on. It was just ridiculous here. You know, I think it's right now it's time for the Tigers to shine in some way, shape, form, or fashion. But will they do this? I have really no idea there. So, you know, let's take it for what it's worth and bow our heads and say, Sunday, it will be the end of this. Or maybe if, you know, something's shining on them, the beginning. That's as positive I can be with this. Pro Football Hall of Famer was a brilliant running back, and he returned and who spent 7 years of his league, all of them with the Chicago Bears through 1965 and 71. Gail Sayers often cited a lot of predecessors to the modern era of a running back. And more than just that, he was an excellent doggone punt and kickoff returner to boot here. His average carries were 5 yards per carry. His rushing yards were surpassed only by four people. That's Jamal Charles, that's Jim Brown, that's Mercury Morris, and Marion Motley. Gale Sayers was the most electrifying NFL player in the 60s. He's passed away at the age of 77 years of age there. I got to see Gale Sayers, and he was a blip for the Chicago Bears when it was nobody but Dick Butkus, a defense, and Gale Sayers. And it was really something, a delight to see, you know, from one back who had really ran the offense for the Chicago Bears, up close and personal. If it was running back a kickoff or a punt, if they put him in the position to do that, or he was running the yards off as a halfback. Gale Sayers was the bomb. And if anybody never got to see Gale Sayers, you know, hit you two or one of those prescribed or unsubscribed maybe ways that you can find what a player did in their past there. We don't talk about history too much there, and shame on these leagues who don't put that in perspective there, because they're nowhere without these people making the dent that they made in those particular days there. Most of you will enjoy Gale Sayers if you ever saw the story on telly, which has been shown a million times, Brian's Song. That's when an actor, Billy Dee Williams was the actor, and I forgot who the other guy who played Brian Piccolo there. Oh, man, he's stuck on the top of my head. I'll get him there. I will get him real very quick. But again, that was a true story. Brian Piccolo ended up catching cancer, but again, they showed Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo, and, you know, there was some bumps and bruises, but they showed as two men they can get along as not so only as brothers, but again as human beings there. As at that point in time, rooming with a white man and a black man was uncalled for. It was never thought of. And these young men figured it out. And not only work together in bridging gaps on things going on today, but that way back then in the 60s. But again, showing they can work together. And without those Piccolo blocks there, believe me, Gale Sayers is still thankful for that. So, you know, without saying that, Gale Sayers was very active in the community, especially in Kansas. He will be missed. He will be missed indeed. Notre Dame has postponed their upcoming football game against the Wake Forest on Tuesday after COVID-19 outbreaks among the team. And the school said 7 players have tested positive for COVID-19. And also they have suspended football activities. That puts the Demon Deacons in some big time stuff. That means the health officials believe that Notre Dame players could have been contagious during the Fighting Irish game against South Florida. which the Bulls of South Florida are also pausing their activities to make sure none of their players have contracted COVID-19. Now, I tell you, after they learn about the outbreak, the positive test results for novel COVID-19 is really, you know, as you know, most would say, you knew this was going to happen. And hopefully nothing major comes out of this because of people's feelings. I'm just saying, and you know, that's my statement, not no one else's. This COVID-19 is for real. And soon people get a grip on that. And we do the things in this country that will bring this thing down to a no-not-one until a virus has been invented and proved that it would work. I won't say no more from that. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. The Tampa Bay Lightning. Some gives me a funny feeling that they're going to win the Stanley Cup this year. But you know what? Not because of that. Because a diamond in the rough there. Because I read the paper today and Steven Stamkos has been steadily practicing with the team and taking part in morning skates and stuff there. And they're playing the Dallas Stars, who I would never thought they would beat up on the Las Vegas team. But they're there. And if some tell me that Tampa Bay don't trust them. So they're going to get Stamkos ready and waiting for him in the rough. And okay, some funky stuff going to be going on. That's the game upcoming. They tied 1-1. So, hey, 3 in a row is not bad if they can do this. And Stamkos could be ready this weekend. I'll be looking at it. I'll tell you that much for sure. I'm not going to forget. In the NBA, Miami has 2-1 victory over the Boston Celtics as they play in tonight in the bubble. I'm about 8:30, I think that game starts there. And not to leave out the WNBA, the Las Vegas Aces were a minute away from falling behind 2 in their WNBA game. Be with the Connecticut Suns. But A.J. Wilson, the most valuable player of the league, took over it, man, and Vegas came out with a victory of 83-75 in game number 2 of the particular WNBA goodies for the semifinals. You know, that's going to be a good thing there. That was last night, Tuesday, of that score I just gave you there. He had 29.7 rebounds and 7 block shots. That's a good day's work. Of course, the other semifinals is the Seattle Storm and Minnesota Lynx. Lynx are leading that particular one on a Alicia Clark buzzer beater, which, by the way, she scored 31 points in that game number 1. But game number 2 had to be postponed on Sunday. That was the game on Friday I was just talking about. But the game on Sunday that they were supposed to have was postponed due to some inconsistent COVID-19 testing. Now, as of last night, the Storm players were all cleared to play by Tuesday. I don't know. They have not given me any word on what Minnesota had to or has done in this particular ordeal, period. I give you what I have. I'm not kidding. Hey, I'm done. I think I am done. I think I'm done for the night here, or the particular podcast. And I'm just clicking away. That's. Oh my goodness. That's just so loud. Let me just move it in. Move it out a little bit. I'm sorry. Gotta have some theme music if you're off the air here. What's up, sports? Presentation on my darling production. I'm done. To Sunday. And we'll get it again, together again. You know what? And I'm just going to tell you this. Plain serious. You catch Put You On Sports on Facebook always. Put You On Sports on that page on Facebook. And also the main page, Podomatic.com. Just type in SimpleButtoO.podomatic.com. And get the sports news that you just can't forget. I'll be on ESPN 1400 on Monday. Of course, the game sports show will be... it was nice this Monday here. We clowned on that show here. Scott Nason, Dave McKay, EJ Russell, myself. 6 to 8 o'clock. I get messed up. Of course, you can find the sports show and my show, Put You On Sports, on their mode there. TheGameSportsShow.com and TheGameSportsShow.podbean.com as well. And Spotify and all the other places there. And also, yes, iTunes. Hey, I'm done. Hey, y'all have a good weekend. Wear your mask, boys and girls. Don't be stupid. Behave yourself, too.